Je vous remercie, monsieur le...
Thank you, moderator. It is 4:47. And so I will try and get through this quickly. I'd simply like to thank WIPO for having invited me to this important event on matters of common concern to all of us. At the outset, I'd like to say that in the sector of intellectual property, protection is very formalist. In this sector, we're talking about no formality protection. Protection starts with the birth of the work. But I think this is a charming principle. But if we really want to talk about the economy of culture and monetization, we must get to grips with the problem of the recording of works, but also the registration of works, but also the registration of the authors. The first justification is legal. Why register? Well, you have to register, quite simply, in order to enable rights holders, or rather to enable rights holders to enjoy their rights. Registration is also important because when there's a conflict over the ownership of rights, then the principle of the first step is important. You can't talk about a collective management without talking about remuneration and money. You can't talk about collective management without talking about the whole of the cultural industry, which is based on creation. But there's also a third justification, and that is of a cultural nature, heritage. Don't let us forget, ladies and gentlemen, that creators today have the responsibility of ensuring the heritage of mankind. Well, I'm not going to say I've given you all the reasons for justifying the importance of registration, but we're talking about private registries, not public ones at this point, which means that the creator can say, I'm going to a collective management organization and join the collective management organization, declare my works, and entrust the management of my works to that organization. I thought it was important to remind you of that. But I must say that when we give this, when we give proper thought to the problems of registration, we also realize that collective management organizations are confronted full on with the problems of technology. What did we see in the past? Each society had its own way of data management, which meant that depending on the understanding of societies, works could be registered according to the system adopted. Once the author is registered and the work is identified and registered, then we have what we call the international information data sheet. But today, this has all become obsolete, as CSAC has understood, because we can no longer have a plurality of systems for the transfer of documentation and lots of different types of registration mechanisms. We need a harmonization of registration systems so that once registered, the number cannot be duplicated elsewhere. Hence the famous slogan, do it once, but do it well. And it is also important to bear in mind that it is from the time of registration that the work gains civil status, like a child that comes into the world. When I had a child, I declared it. But the author of a work has a choice. He can say, I'm not going to join any collective management organization. But then he can't complain to a collective management organization that his rights have been infringed in an illegal way. But once we have taken it upon ourselves to join a CMO and the work is registered, then the collective management organization must defend the author's rights. And these rights will accompany the work throughout its life and throughout the world. Unless the person who's declared the work goes back to the CMO and says, since a publishing house has now appeared, it was the composer originally, or the author, but now it will be the publishing house that will promote the work. And from that point, we can see that the first declaration doesn't accommodate the new situation. So another declaration has to be made with the involvement, this time, of the publisher. And it's important, too, in countries such as mine. And I recognized the situation as described by Brazil. And they're working in Brazil so that all stakeholders involved in copyright and related rights are involved. And the Senegalese system, this is what we're working on for the future. We are setting up a collective management organization whose responsibility will be to deal with the collective management of copyright, but also the collective management of related rights. Now, related rights, how does registration happen? It'll be done on the basis of an essential document. That is the registration sheet containing all the essential things like the date and how the performer was involved in the recording or the performance. It's also important to say that as regards to registration, and this is something we're often reminded of, documentation is the alpha and the omega of the whole process. Collective management starts with documentation when the last phase of the process is reached, that is distribution. Documentation is also important, so it occupies an essential place in collective management. So let's talk about information on the rights regime now. Since 1996, this prerogative accorded to authors allows them to control information, which means that they can say they do not want any changes to this information or distortions to it. And this can be done either through a number or through a code. And it's also important that when we talk about registration, we should realize that thanks to internet, the audience is no longer local. Audiences have become worldwide, planetary. And this is why creative management organizations are getting together into networks to create data networks. So each time a work is exploited, if the person exploiting it is doing so legally, then the permission that he needs means that the royalties collected are distributed. And I want to talk about an aspect which hasn't been taken into account by the CMOs. This is the rights of authors of literary works. In the past, an author signed a contract with a publisher based on the respect of contractual rights. But with e-books, we have realized that there can be remuneration in a private way, and that means that authors and publishers can't work together in isolation. Requirements of technology mean that they can no longer work according to the old model. This has introduced a revolution into collective rights management. And with that, I would like to conclude. Thank you.